The nation's capital is a sleepy city on an average springtime Sunday morning. It's hard to find an open restaurant for waffles or eggs. Most members of Congress scurry back to their home districts to campaign. This weekend, President Bush is at Camp David, reviewing plans for a possible marine assault on insurgents in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. And today, some number of demonstrators and counter-demonstrators are preparing for the March for Women's Lives to be held in a few hours on the National Mall. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is out on the streets this morning, and she's on a cell phone. Andrea, it's still about an hour or so before marchers are even expected to show up on the mall. Are you seeing any activity?
You know, Leanne, there is a really good number of people out here today, meaning, I don't want to count for you, but there are a lot of people sort of mingling around, more than I usually see at any kind of protest at this time in the morning. It looks like we might be set for a big crowd today.
Counter-demonstrators have also promised a turnout today. What are their plans?
Their plans are, as far as I've heard, and from organizations like the Family Research Council and other anti-abortion organizations, are to make sure that their message gets out on this day as well, to line, I've heard that they plan to line Pennsylvania Avenue with anti-abortion counter-demonstrators, and to make sure that their message gets out before the cameras just as much as the message of the people who are staging this march today.
And what sort of efforts are you seeing regarding security? How are the police preparing for the possible crowds?
With the police, and they say that they expect it to be peaceful. They expect it to be very large. They're preparing for a very, very large crowd. And as usual, they sort of have out your contingents of bicycle and motorcycle police who are pretty nimble when it comes to, you know, jumping curbs and stuff like that. But they expect it to be more peaceful than marches in recent times that are, you know, more anti-corporate globalization marches where they really have to arrest people. Although they are prepared for that.
Andrea, I'm in a room without windows. What's the weather like out there?
The weather is, you know, it might just be the perfect March weather. It's it's threatening rain, it's overcast. What you don't want on a March day, regardless of the cause, is a beautiful, sunny, hot day. And so these people seem very happy and excited to go. They're passing out stickers everywhere and making sure they get an official count of people and signs, and, you know, they're all gearing up today.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook, she's on the streets of Washington, anticipating today's March for Women's Lives and counter-demonstrations. Andrea, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Leanne.